This is the Daf Yomi Masechet Review, Masechet Baba Metzia, Type Number 2.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
Tape is dedicated in memory of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livroche. Our Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
Baba Metzia, Daf Chof Aleph, from the Mishnah, beginning the second perek, Elu Mitzias. This perek deals with the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, returning a lost object. This mitzvah is only a chiyuv if the owner wasn't miyayish, i.e. he didn't give up hope on the item which he lost. If the owner was miyayish, he gave up on it, then the finder can keep it and doesn't have to return it. And the Mishnah says, Elu Mitzias Shaloi. These are the articles that one is allowed to keep and does not have to return. Firstly, if you find scattered fruits in the street or scattered money in the street, since these have no simanim on them, i.e. cash is cash, and there's really no difference between $1 bill and another dollar bill, you can assume that the owner was miyayish, because the owner knows money is money, and no one is going to be able to identify who it belongs to. Therefore, the owner gave up on it, and therefore, you are allowed to keep it. You can also keep loaves of bread found in the street, or meat, or fish, or fleeces of wool. Rabbi Yehuda says, anything that has a shinui, something special or different about it, the finder must make an announcement that he found it. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, any new object you don't have to announce. And the Gemara says, if one finds a kav of fruit within Dalet Amos, that's when you're allowed to take it, and it's called scattered fruits. If it's in other scenarios, then the Gemara says, take them. And the Gemara asks, in a case of yush shalom midas, where a person is miyayish subconsciously, for example, he didn't realize he lost an item, but if he would have known that he lost the item, and the item is the kind of thing he would have been miyayish on, is this subconscious yush considered as a good yush or not? I.e., can someone who finds it at that point in time keep the item? Abaya says, Yiyush shalai midas loy haviyush. So if someone finds this item before the owner was miyayish, even if later he will be miyayish, this person cannot keep it. Since at that moment he wasn't miyayish yet, that's the metzias. The person didn't even know he lost it. So therefore, since at that moment he wasn't miyayish, even though later on he will be miyayish, doesn't matter. The person cannot keep it. Yiyush shalai midas loy haviyush. Rava says, Yiyush shalai midas haviyush. Since when he finds out he will be miyayish, the yish is already chal now, if it's the kind of thing that a person, when he finds out about it, he would be miyayish on. So right now, just because he didn't know about it, but the fact of the matter is later on, he will. When he does know about it, he will be miyayish. Therefore, yish shalei midas is considered yish. And therefore, if a person finds it at that point in time, he is allowed to keep it. The Gemara explains, if the item has a siman on it, all agree, yish shalei midas lehav yish. Since at the moment it came to his hand, he already can't keep it, since the owner won't be miyayish anyway, because it has a siman on it. Also, if the item was found in a flooded river area, all agree that even if it has a siman, you can keep it, even without yish, since we have a special pasuk. The only time there's a machlaikis between Rav and Abaya is if the item has no siman. Rav says, yish shalem midas haviyish, and Abaya says, yish shalem midas lay haviyish. Rabbi Yitzchak says, whenever you find scattered money, you're allowed to keep it. And this is not considered a case of yish shalem midas, but you can always keep it, since probably the owner already knows he lost the item, and since it has no simen, he therefore was miyayish. This is a special case, because Adam osoy lemashmesh bekisoy bekol shah v'shah. People always check their pockets to see if their wallet is in their pocket. So if it isn't there, they're automatically miyayish, because he knows the money's going to get lost. It's not in his pocket anymore. He doesn't have a chance of ever getting it back. Therefore, it's not a case of yish shalei midas, but rather it's yish to begin with. If someone finds money in a shul or any rishus harabim, he can keep it, since the owner is miyayish. Aye, but he didn't know it fell from him. So therefore, it's a case of yish shalei midas, and it's a kashan abaya, since we see he can keep it. Our answer is people check in their wallets all the time, so if he loses it, he'll know about it, and it's not a case of yish shalei midas, but rather it's a case of yish midas. Leket is only mutter for aniyim to take from a field, but if others take it, they're considered gazlanim. If, however, all the aniyim have come through, and they're miyayish in finding any more, then anyone else can then come and take from it. If a river flooded someone's yard, and took some of his wood downriver to someone else's yard, the other person is allowed to keep it, since the balabais was probably miyash, since people generally hear about floods. So if he hears it was a flood in his city, he says, oy vey, the flood probably took some wood from my backyard, and anything that went downriver, I'm never going to get back anyway. From here we learn, yishalei midas loy haviyish, ayves zarayata abaya. Mara answers, here it's a case that he was able to save it. Therefore, it isn't even the case of yishalei midas. Someone actually could have actually saved it before it went downriver. Mara says, if Reuven takes off truma for Shimon without Shimon's knowledge, the truma is a good truma. But that's only if Reuven goes to Shimon's field. And it's mashma that he really wanted the transaction to happen. How do you know if the owner was happy with the transaction that was done? If when he comes home and he discovers truma was taken off, if he says, klach etzel yafus, why didn't you take better ones? Why did you take the medium pieces of grain? Why did you take even my best grain? If we taka find better ones, we say that truma says truma. Since this proves he wanted the truma to be chal, because he said, klach etzel yafus, why would he have said, "Take? Why didn't you take off better ones?" The answer is because he wanted the truma to be taken off. So if you find better ones, it's a raya that he meant it seriously. But if you don't find better grains, then it proves he was only saying klach etzel yafus sarcastically. In other words, he meant, who gave you permission to take off truma at all? You should have taken off better ones. Why didn't you just take off better ones? Meaning to say that he really didn't want the transaction to happen at all. Therefore, ain truma, say truma in a case like that. I, but the Gemara asks, if Reuven didn't really have rishus to take off truma, why should it be good? It shouldn't be good because the pasuk says, atem gam atem. The gam comes to include a shliach. But just like when you take off truma yourself, you have das to take off, so too, if a shliach takes off for you, you must have the knowledge of the fact that the shliach was taking off for you. Ma atem ledaitchem, af shluchachem ledaitchem. Tosfos comments from this Gemara, from the Gemara in Ksubas, that a generous person gives 1/40 of his property, of his grains, for truma. A Beninus gives 1/50 of his grains for truma. And a stingy person gives 1/60 of his grains for truma. The Gemara says food can only become tame if it is mukhshar lekabel tuma, meaning that it was prepared to be mekabel tuma. For something to be prepared to be mekabel tuma, it has to first become wet. However, this hakshara is only shayach if the balabais is happy about the fact that the food became wet. If the owner saw dew, for example, on fruit, and he was happy, the fruit is considered b'chiyutan. That's what the pasuk says, and therefore it's mukhshar lekabel tuma. From here, the Gemara brings a raya, tabaya, that yushalei midas is lo haviyush. Our answer is no. This is a special gzeres hakosef. That's why we say that. The halacha in this case is like abaya, that yushalei midas is lo haviyush. And although we usually paskin like Rava all over Shas, whatever there's a machlekes between Rava and abaya, but this is one of the six exceptions in Shas where we paskin like Abaya. The simon to remember the six places we paskin like Abaya is abbreviated with the words Ya'al Kegam. This stands for Yud Yish Shalei Midas, which is the case here. The ayin is Eid Zaymim L'mafreya. The lamed is Lechi Ha'aymid Me'elav, which is an Erevin. The kuf is Kedushin She'ein Mesurin Labiyah. The gimel is Gilei Das Begitin. And finally, the mem is mumar lo'echel nevelis pasal le'edus. So we see the halacha follows abaya. Yish lo'ay midas lo'ay yish. This means that as long as the owner is not aware of the fact that he lost this particular item, the finder cannot keep it, since the owner was not yet factually miyayish. As is brought in Kuntrus al Adaf, abaya holds that there must be yish de facto. The mere fact that the owner is destined to be miyayish upon discovering his loss is not sufficient grounds to permit the finder to take the article. Taisvis here, Divrei Amaschil Mar Zutra, applies the same concept to using or taking someone else's article without his knowledge. Even if one is confident that were his friend notified about this thing happening, he would allow him to use his things. Nevertheless, according to Abaya, as long as one wasn't given express permission, he should not use his friend's item. The Rush in Masech Techulin, Daf Kuf Yud Amar Aleph, he over there says that it's mutter to use a friend's talis without his knowledge. He says that regarding a mitzvah, there is an assumption that one is agreeable to have his possessions utilized for the fulfillment of a mitzvah. Nichale le'inish le'mevid mitzvah b'memayne. However, says the Rush, the user must be sure to refold the talis and put it back the way he found it, because otherwise there was no assumption that the owner would be agreeable. The Magen Avraham, however, in Aruch Chaim Simen Yud Dalad Sifkotin Tess, comments that on Shabbos, when it is questionable whether one may fold a talus, it is permitted for one to use his friend's talus without his knowledge, even without refolding it. Rabbi Akiva Eger explains that actually there is an assumption that one is always willing to have a mitzvah performed with his possessions, even if it will cost him some money or inconvenience, as the Gemara in Psachim Daf Dalad Amud Beis indicates. Thus, on Shabbos, when one may not refold the talus, we assume that the owner is nevertheless agreeable to have someone use his talus, even considering the inconvenience of having to fold his talus after Shabbos, since this is the only way the mitzvah can be performed. However, during the week, one may not use his friend's talus without refolding it, because whenever it is possible to perform the mitzvah without inconveniencing the owner, there is no assumption that one would agree to be inconvenienced for his friend's mitzvah. The Bach asserts that one may use his friend's talus with permission only on occasion, but not on a steady basis. The Marshal asserts that one may use the talus only in the place where he finds it, but he may not, for example, take it from shul to use it in his house. A simen, the Gemara says, which a person will eventually step on, is not considered a good simen. If someone wants to tell a finder the place where the item was lost, is that considered a good simen or not? Rava says it is, Rava says it's not. If one finds small bundles in Rishus HaRabim, you are allowed to keep them. If a person finds small bundles in Rishus HaYachid, then one must make an announcement. Large bundles, however, anywhere found, must be announced. And finally, the notion of using a makom, a place, as a simen, is a machlekes between Rashi and Taisus, exactly what that means. Rashi says, the person who finds it announces the place that the item was lost, and the person who lost the item will come forward and describe it. This description will act as his simen. Taisus, however, says that a person announces the particular object that he found. The owner then comes and says where he lost it, and that will be his simen. Although Rava holds that a simen which is destined to be trampled on is not considered a simen kosher, but food is hard to become pasul, because the halacha is ein mavir nal eichlin. One shouldn't trample on food, but rather one should pick it up. If a simen which happens by itself is found, according to the Tanakhama, it isn't considered a good simen. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is considered a good simen. The general rule by Aveda is, when the owner of a lost object says, woe is to me that I have lost an object, and I have lost money because of it, this is a raya that he was miyayish, that he gave up. So if a person finds sheaves in Rishus HaRabim under these circumstances, he is allowed to keep it. The style of how a particular fish was cut can be used as a simen. Just like Rabba Barab Huna used to cut meat in a special triangular form, so too fish, if it's cut in a special way, that can be used as a simen in order to get it back. The Gemara says there are three areas where the Rabbanan would not say the truth. One is Meseches. If they're asked if they know a certain Mesechta, they'll say no in order to remain humble. Number two, Puria. If they're asked if they had relations, they'll say no, they didn't, because of Tznius. And finally, Ushpiza. If asked if a host is generous, they'll say no, so as not to encourage uninvited guests to come and mistreat this person. If they say he's generous, then everybody will come and knock on his door to eat there. Daf Chaf Dalet. Something that you hang an item on is called a bad. Rav Shim Ben Elazar says, if someone protects an item from an overflowing river or saves it from a public place, even if it has a simen, you can keep it because the owner was miyayish. Is this only where rov of the people are goyim? Or even if rov of the area are Yisraelim, can you still keep the item? Rabasi answers that we only hold like Rav Shim Ben Elazar if they are rov goyim, then you're allowed to keep it. But if it's rov Jews, then you're not allowed to keep it without being machrus first. There was someone who found four coins wrapped in a cloth by the river Biron. They went to Rabbi Yehuda to Paskin, and he said you cannot keep it because the river Biron has a lot of obstacles, so people are not miyayish, since the lost items could be stopped via these obstacles. A person says, since there's a lot of obstacles in the river, even though it's going to get pushed downstream, still in all, the obstacles will stop the coins, and therefore eventually I may get it back. Therefore, they're not miyayish, therefore we're not allowed to keep it. Rabbi Yehuda said to a Talmud, if someone finds a purse in a marketplace, he can keep it. But if a Jew gives a simen, then you must return it. But this return is optional and constitutes lifnim mishuras hadin. Not a person has to do, but it's nice if a person does it. In general, if an item is lost for more than 12 months, it doesn't have to be returned because the owner is definitely miyayish. If someone loses something in a public place, even if the owner screams, "I'm not miyayish," we don't believe him. Because if it falls in a place like that, it'll definitely get lost. So a person is fooling himself to believe that he's not miyayish because it's going to get lost anyway. If meat was left out and no one Jewish was watching over it, it becomes usher to eat because we're chayshish, someone switched it with some treifa meat. This is the halacha which is called basar shenis alam min ayin, Mishnah. This is a continuation of the first Mishnah of the Perek. That Mishnah discussed items which if you find them, you can keep them. This Mishnah discusses items which you cannot keep, and therefore you must announce them. Fruit in a vessel, or a vessel by itself. Money in a wallet, or a wallet by itself. Since these all have simanim, you have to announce them. Or jars of oil also must be announced. Daf Chaf Hei, the Gemara. If fruit was inside a keli, once a person identifies the keli, he can keep the fruit inside as well. But if the fruit and the kelim are separated, he can only claim the keli, not the fruit. Because who says the fruit comes from this keli? Or who's to be certain that the money comes from this specific wallet? Maybe the two were separated, and the person's simon that he gave on the wallet is correct, therefore he can keep the wallet. But the money was just there sort of independently. Therefore, he cannot get to keep the money unless the money was inside the wallet. The verse says we return bunches of fruits because the number of fruit is considered a good simon, i.e., numbers are considered a good simon, and the place that was found is also considered a good simon. Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala says, if you find three coins on top of each other, one can use this fact as a simon. But that's only if it was shaped like a pyramid. Some say that the name Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala comes from the fact that this halacha that he brought down about a migdal, about the three coins that were on top of each other like a pyramid. If it's not shaped like a pyramid, however, then the finder can keep it, because then there's really no simon. Just because someone wrote their name on money, that's not a good simon. Because mois lahitzoa nitna. Money is made to spend, not to keep. So a person probably spent it, even if it has his name on it. Very often you see, for example, you get a dollar bill, and it says on it somebody's name. A person wrote the name on it, but of course the person doesn't keep it. The person spends it. So if we allowed somebody to claim it on the basis of the fact that his name was written on it, he would spend it, and a week later he would say, oh, it's got my name on it, therefore I should get it back. But really he had spent it already. Because mois lahitzoa nitna. If a person finds something and it appears it was put down intentionally, lechatchila you're not allowed to take it. But if you already took it, b'dyavad, you can keep it. The Rif and the Rajba ask, if someone gives a simon, we know he can take the lost item back. But why? Let's be chayshish that he sold the item to someone else. And the other person lost it, not the person who originally sold it to him. They answer, money was made to spend, but a stam item doesn't have a chazaka of being sold. Normally it's kept. Therefore we're not chayshish, because an item which is normally kept has a cheskes bailim. Therefore, we're not chayshish that the person sold it. We assume he actually kept it. Therefore, if a person comes and brings a simon, we could assume that it was his and he did not actually sell it. The Mishnah. If someone found a lost item in a pile of debris or an old wall, he can keep it. In a new wall, on the outside half of the wall, you can keep it. But if you find it on the inside of the wall, you cannot keep it, since we assume the Baal Bayis put it there inside of his house. It's in the inside part of his wall. He probably put it there for safekeeping. Taisus asks, why not say, whenever, wherever it is, the owner should be kainet due to kinyan chatzar. Whether it's on the outside, whether it's on the inside, if it's within the wall that's part of his chatzar, kinyan chatzar, he should be kainet, you can't keep it. Taisus answers, since kinyan chatzar only works if it's an item that enters the chatzar and will almost surely be eventually found. But if it's something which is hidden and may never be found, kinyan chatzar is not kainet. So the finder on the outside of the wall can keep it. Mashenkin on the inside of the wall, it's likely that it will be found because it's on the inside of the person's wall. Daf Chaf Vav, the Gemara. If a knife was found on a wall, we look to see where the handle is to determine if we say it's inside of the wall or outside of the wall. And a purse follows the same halacha vis-a-vis the straps on the purse. If the straps are inside, on the inside of the wall, we assume it was put in from the inside, therefore a person cannot keep it. It's in the chatzar. But if it was found on the outside, we assume that it was put there by somebody else or it was just a lost item, therefore a person finds it, he can't keep it. If one finds money on the Har HaBayis, he can keep it. If he finds it stam in Yerushalayim, if it's b'shas haregel, then he cannot keep it, because it was probably mois ma'aser sheni. If he finds it the rest of the year, then he can keep it, since they used to sweep the streets of Yerushalayim every day. So the odds are it was swept up, and therefore the owner was miyayish, therefore he can keep it. If someone rents an apartment, and he finds a lost item, you determine who was the last occupant to see if you can keep it. If it was a guy, you can keep it. If it was a yid, you cannot. If money fell from two people, you must return it, since the loser is not miyayish, as he'll feel maybe his partner will find it. But now he's just playing a trick on him, but he'll eventually return it. Rava says, if Reuven sees Shimon drop a coin, and he picks it up to steal it before Reuven is miyayish, he's over on all the following averis, leisigzal, hashev teshive, that a person must return a lost item, and leisuchal leishalim. You can't make it, if you see somebody drop an item and it's lost, you can't pretend as if you don't see it. And even if you did return it after he was miyayish, you're only giving him a matana, but you're still over on the Yisurim. But if you took it after Yish, intending to return it, and afterwards he was miyayish, at that point you decided to steal it, then you're only over on Hashev to Shiva. Mishnah. If a person finds a lost item in a store, he can keep it, since when a person loses an item in a store, he's miyayish, figuring the balachanos will find it and keep it. If one finds an item near the desk of the chenveni, you cannot keep it, since the chenveni probably dropped it. If your friend sends you fruit, and you find money in the basket, they belong to the one who receives the fruit. Gemara. In front of the desk of the chenveni, or a money changer, a person can keep the item. Daf Chav Zayin, the Mishnah. In discussing lost objects, why did the Torah single out simla to discuss in detail? V'chein taset l'simlasei. The Mishnah answers to tell us that just like a simla has a simon, and the owner who makes a claim is allowed to make a claim on it, so too any item which has simanim and toivim and claimers, the finder must be machriz, must announce before he keeps it. Gemara. Asher Toivad teaches us that if an item found is worth less than a shava pruta, it does not have to be returned. From the pasuk umatzasa, we learn that if a goy loses an object, you're not mechuyev to return it to him. And if it was swept away by a river, and you find it, you also don't have to return it because the baal bayis was miyayish. If an item was worth less than a shava pruta, there's no mitzvah of hashavas haveda. This halacha of simanim is the halacha of simanim midaraisa or midarabanim. The nafkamina would be if you can return a get, a shaliach lost, via simanim. If it's midaraisa, you would be able to return the get. A wallet, a purse, and a ring, people don't normally lend out. A wallet and a purse, because they're superstitious, people don't want to lend them out. And a ring, people don't lend out, because rings in those days used to have a personal seal of the person on the ring, and therefore a person could use that to forge something with that ring, with the seal on the ring, if he gave it out. Therefore, people don't normally lend those items out. Gemara asks, can a wart on a person be used as a simon on the person? This is a machlaikas. We could say that simanim are midar rabbanon, the Gemara says, and they were masakanit as a win-win situation to make society better. Because the fact that simanim are allowed to be used, Rabbanon said, look, it's good for everybody, because if a person loses the item, then he at least has a chance of getting it back via the simanim. Daf Chav Ches. Rava says, even if you hold simanim are midar raisa, and this is how we paskin, but if one person brings edim and one person brings simanim, edim are considered better. How about simanim versus simanim and an edachar? The edachar is meaningless, because we know an edachar is not worth anything. An edachar is like nothing. So therefore, they're considered equal. And we say munach at sheyava elio. The Mishnah. For how long does one have to be machris for a lost item until he can keep it? Remeir says, until your neighbors know about it. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to announce it for 3 regalim. You go up to Yerushalayim, and you announce it at each of the 3 regalim which are upcoming after that point. And after the 3rd yontif, your machra is for 7 more days, so that the message can be passed on to the different towns. It takes a few days to get to the towns, therefore 7 more days. After that point, you can keep it. The Gemara asks, which neighbors are we talking about here? Remeir says, until your neighbors know about it, what does that mean? Our answers, the neighbors of an area where the lost object is found. Those are the neighbors we're talking about. Mar says, on the 3rd day of Cheshvan and Eretz Yisrael, we start asking for rain, the same Talamutter. Rabbi Gamliel says, on the 7th day of Cheshvan, we start asking for rain via the same Talamutter, since it's 15 days after Sukkot. 15 days, where does that 15 days come from? So that the person from the farthest place, Nahar Paras, can get home before the rain begins. So why here do we say 3 days in our Mishnah? Our answer is the nafkamina between Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni. In Mikdash Sheni, there weren't so many Jews who lived so far away, therefore we only allowed 3 days. Mara says 7 days extra is the maximum time we wait, because the Chachamim didn't want to be matriach people with Avedis too much, therefore they said 7 days is the maximum. The Gemara says when the person on the first Yantav announces the Aveda in Yerushalayim, he specifically says, Regel Rishon. And here's what I lost. On the second Yantav, he says, Regel Sheni. But on the third Yantav, he just says the item that he lost. He doesn't announce Regel Shlishi. This is so that on Regel 1 and on Regel 2, people will know that they still have time to make the claim even at a later date. In other words, they hear, Regel Rishon. Here's the item. So they don't necessarily take it too seriously because they know they'll still have Regel Sheni and Regel Shlishi. But by the third one already, that's the last one, and therefore a person can keep it right after that. He doesn't have to announce Regel Shlishi. The Gemara says after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, therefore there was no way to announce Regel Rishon, Regel Sheni, and so on, they were masakin that you should announce Avedas in Shul. But when the oppressors increased, they said, just notify all your neighbors. You don't need to announce it in Shul because they were afraid of these oppressors who were coming around and making trouble. The Gemara says there was a special stone in Yerushalayim for losers of lost objects and finders of lost objects. This was called the Evan HaTayin. Chayni HaMa'agel had said, if the Evan HaTayin was covered with rain, I know there's enough room, and therefore I can stop my tefillas. The Evan HaTayin that he was referring to is this Evan HaTayin, which was used for finders and losers of lost objects. The Mishnah. If someone claims an Aveda and gives no simanim, don't give it to him. And a cheater, even if he gives simanim, you don't need to return the item to him, because you never know whether he's telling the truth or not, even if he gives simanim. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says, a person is machriz, I found an Aveda. And the loser comes and says what the item is and gives simanim. Rabbi Nachman says, that the person says, I found a coat, and the loser then gives just the simanim. Rabbi Yehuda is more machmer, since he's afraid of cheaters. At one time, they required a claimant to bring character witnesses to state that he wasn't a cheater. What if they first said he is a cheater, and then they changed their mind? Technically, they shouldn't be able to do this, and they shouldn't be able to be believed, because kivan shehigid shuv ena chayzer umagid. More answers, they can change their mind, since if a person brings his own character witnesses, why would he bring people who would say bad things about him? Therefore, the fact that they said it means they must have been joking or something, and therefore they could change their mind and say, no, he's really a good person. The Mishnah. Anything that works and eats, and this becomes lost and it's an Aveda, should work and eat while you wait for someone to come and claim it. For example, if a person finds a cow, the cow normally works and eats, the time that you're waiting for a person to come and claim, you should have the animal work, you should have the animal eat. And in essence, the work will pay for the food that it eats, doing work for you. And with that work, you generate some income. So with that income, you can go out and buy food. Let's say it's something that only eats, but doesn't work. For example, you find a cat. The cat eats, the cat doesn't work. So you should sell it, because otherwise you'll have to deduct these costs when you return the item, because you've incurred all these extra expenses to feed the cat. And therefore, you won't be returning a full valued object. And according to the pasuk, you have to return the item in the state that it was before. What happens with the money while you wait for the claimant, once you sell it? Reb Tarfon says, you can use the money. But the money, if the money then gets lost, you have a chiyuv to pay for it, because since you were able to use it, it's like you're a shayil. Therefore, if it gets lost, you have to pay the owner back. Rabbi Akiva says, don't use it. But if it gets lost, then ain chayev bakri yosan. Then you're not chayev, because you're really like a shemachino on the money. Therefore, if it gets lost, you're not chayev. Gemara. How long do you have to hold the object in order to perform the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? Our answer is 12 months. Then you could sell it and just simply put the money aside. Daf Chav Tes. In the pasuk of V'hashev Vaisala, we learn that one must be careful to return an Aveda in tip-top condition, the condition that he actually found the object in. If one found a lost item and he's watching it, but didn't return it yet, what status does the person who's watching it have? Rabba says, he's considered a shomer chinam, because he's like watching the item for free. Therefore, he's patur if anything happens to the item, if it gets lost or if it gets stolen, unless he was pasheah, then he's chayef. Rabbi Yosef says, he's considered like a shomer sachar. A shomer sachar is someone who watches an item, and he gets paid for watching the item. Therefore, if something happens to the item, he's patur if an oinus happens, but he's chayef b'gneva v'aveda, just like any shomer sachar. The obvious question is, what is he sort of being paid? How is he being paid? He's not being paid. What does that mean? The answer is, it's like he's being paid, because a oisek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. What does that mean? If an ani would come to him while he's watching the item, since he's being oisek in the mitzvah of watching the item, via Hashavas Aveda, at that moment he wouldn't be mechuyev to give the ani tzedakah. Therefore, it's like he's saving money. Taisus explains that this p'tur of Isaac mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, only applies if a person is mamish being Isaac at that moment with the Aveda. Let's say, for example, he finds a carpet, and he's shaking out the carpet to clean it once a week. So while he's shaking out the carpet, at that moment, he's patur from giving the ani tzedakah. But if the item is just sitting in his house and he's doing nothing, then the p'tur of Isaac mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, doesn't apply. Because if it would apply, a person would always be patur from doing mitzvahs when he's in his house, because a mezuzah is hanging in his house. Mezuzah is hanging in his house, you could say, Isaac b'mitzvah, there's a mezuzah hanging in my house, patur min mitzvah, I'm patur from giving an ani tzedakah. We know that that's not true. The same thing with Hashavas Aveda. Unless he's actually doing something mamish with the item that he's found, then he's actually chayev in doing another mitzvah, like giving an ani tzedakah. It's only when he's being Isaac in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, i.e. shaking out the carpet, only then is he patur from doing any other mitzvah. Isaac b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. Rabbi Tarfon says he's considered a shayel, since he's allowed to use this article right now. Therefore, he's chayav even for an inus, whether he used it or not. And the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon.